Lights out for the devil and Mr. O. It is later than you think. Turn out your lights now. We bring you stories of the supernatural and the supernormal, dramatizing the fantasies and the mysteries of the unknown. We tell you this frankly so that if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, we urge you calmly but sincerely to turn off your radio now. This is Mr. O. Arch Obler. Now, completely for amusement, I give you a rather old-fashioned ghost story titled House is Haunted. It begins after a realistic message from your station.
When you've got a family to feed, there are ways to cut high food costs, and we'd like to tell you an economical, tasty way to serve top-quality meat dishes. Today's answer is high-protein ham, H-A-M. Krakus and Atalanta imported Polish ham. When you buy Krakus or Atalanta Polish ham, there's no waste, no gristle or bone to throw away, and no water added. It's all lean, flavorful ham down to the last tasty bit. You can even use the small amount of jellied broth to make soups more nourishing or to create delicious gravies. And ham is also perfect for breakfast, school lunch, snacks, and parties. It's the easiest food you can prepare because Polish ham is fully cooked when you buy it. Highlight your Easter dinner with a Polish ham. It's the most delicious, most economical way to delight your guests. And you'll be delighted with their compliments, because only you'll know how easy it was to prepare that magnificent platter. Incidentally, a can of Krakus or Atalanta ham is the perfect Easter gift for everyone on your list.
And now, if you haven't already done so, turn off your lights and listen to The House is Haunted.
Wangara. Wangara, shut that door. And you get out, you smell up the place.
Big fella rain, boss. Big fella rain.
So what? Get out of here. Get out, I tell you. Don't squat there looking up at me. Get out. All right, I'll throw you out.
Oh.
Up with you, you filthy devil. Now.
Oh.
Filthy beggar. I'm going to write my last letters. Dear Sheldon, well, here's my last letter to you. Another 3 weeks and my exile's over. I'm coming home. After 3 years in this devil-forsaken bush country, home. Home. I've almost forgotten how to write that word. Well, Sheldon, my friend, tell them to fatten up the fatted calf. I'm coming home rich. S. Alec Riverton won't have to take their infernal snobbery. He struck it rich out here, and he's coming back to buy the town and everybody in it. Liar, liar, liar. You haven't struck it rich, you're still a tramp. You're nothing. Nothing. 3 years in hell and you're nothing. Yes, they always laughed at you and they'll keep on laughing. Alec Riverton. Have you heard? He's back in town. Yeah, sure, he's broke. He's always broke. 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 Who? Wangara. Didn't I tell you to stay out?
Bushman.
Get out of here. Blast you, get out.
Bushman, look. Me find.
No.
Me find. Me, Mungara. Me find.
Give it to me.
No. Me find. Me.
Diamond as big as your hand.
Me take stone Queenland. Buy 2-3 wife. Me, Mungara.
Listen, Mungara. I have no money.
Me take Queenland. Boss man Queenland got lot money. Oh, yes, lot money.
But I'll give you my rifle. See? Big gun. You, Mungara. Give me that diamond.
No. No give one gun. Mungara go Queenland. Get lot money, lot gun.
Mungara, wait. Listen to me. Money. I'll give you money. More money than Queensland, man.
My hand? Give me money, my hand?
Tomorrow. Sun come up. I'll give you money. Do you hear me? Plenty, plenty money. Now, give me the diamond.
No. Boss man no got money. Me go Queensland.
Oh, wait, you can't go.
Boss man no hold me. Mungara, go.
Stand still. Listen to me, you filthy savage.
No, no.
Listen to me. I've got to have that diamond. It's my chance. You can't take it from me.
Oh, Queenland.
I'll give you anything you want. Just give me a chance to buy it from
no,
me.
No,
I'll not let you get away from me.
No.
That diamond, give it to me.
No.
You're not going to sell it to anybody else. Give it to me.
No. Me find it. You no take from me. No.
You devil. I can't take it. I haven't got your strength. All right. Your knife. Knife. I'll kill you. Kill you.
Boss. Man. Mungara, you go long way now, but long way no help you. You die 3 days when you get off big fella boat. 3 days, Boss Riverton. You die.
Alec Riverton.
Yes, Charles, over here.
By George, Alec, really you.
Good to see you, Sheldon. You got my letter?
Oh, obviously, I'm here. So you've struck it rich, huh? Good old Alec. What'd you find? The whole bunch of us been crazy with curiosity ever since I got your letter. Gold, platinum, tungsten.
I'm very tired, Charles.
Oh, I knew you'd do it, Alec. All you needed was a little perseverance. Once you stayed down there, I knew you wouldn't come back till you did something important. All right, old fella, tell me now, what did you...
If you don't mind, Charles, I'm very tired. I had a bad trip.
Why? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't stop to think. There'll be plenty of time to talk later, won't there?
Yes. Yes, I suppose there will be.
Cab, sir? Cab, sir? Lowest rates to the best hotel.
Yes, yes, I'll take a cab.
Right in, sir.
Oh, but Alec, your bag.
I'm having them sent on. Get in.
Right. Where to, Chief?
Arlington Hotel.
Right.
Well, Arlington, eh?
I can afford it.
Oh, I should hope so. One day's rent in that place would pay for a week in your old flat, eh, Ellie?
What of it? I tell you, I can afford to do as I please.
You must have had a hard trip.
What do you mean?
Just what I said.
No, you didn't say what you wanted to say. I'll say it. Say it.
Ellie, what's the matter?
Nothing's the matter. Nothing, I tell you. What can be the matter? I tell you, I've struck it rich. You hear me, Rich? I haven't failed. Oh, Charles, help me.
Alec, what is it?
I've got to talk. I've got to. Charles, I've got to tell someone. You, the truth. Charles, listen to me. I had some trouble down there.
trouble?
Yes, with a man, and yet not a man. Australian bushman, savage. He found a diamond, a tremendous diamond. I had nothing. 3 years of hell and work, and I had nothing. And that ignorant savage with a fortune he wouldn't know what to do with, so I...
So what? You fought.
I cheated him out of it. Sheldon, didn't you hear me?
What am I supposed to say?
Yes. Yes, there's little you can't say, isn't there? I feel better already. It takes the grind out of a thing to talk about it, doesn't it? And you won't tell anybody, will you, Sheldon? Sheldon, don't just look at me like that. He did that too.
He?
Wangara, the man I... Filthy savage. Why should his eyes... Listen. You know what he said? He said that 3 days after I got off the boat...
3 days after you got off the boat, what?
What? What did you say?
Well, I didn't say it. You did. You said that 3 days after you got off the boat...
No, no, that doesn't matter. All that matters is that I've got a pocket full of cash. Yeah, that's important, isn't it?
I think I'm sorry for you.
Sorry for me? You crazy? I got all the money I can use for the rest of my life. Hey, you, cab driver. Pull back that glass. I want to talk to you.
Your chief, what's on your mind?
What do you take me for, a country cousin? This isn't the shortest way to town.
Well, you see, Big Shot, it's this way. I just
thought that you'd die in 3 days when you get off, big fellow boat. 3 days across the river tongue, you'd die.
Alec, Alec, what is it? Stop the cab! Stop the cab! Stop it!
Alec, what is it? What's wrong?
You! Cab driver, what did you say? What did you say?
Sir, help me. I ain't said nothing.
No, no, you spoke.
Alec, what's the matter? What's wrong with you? He didn't say anything to get excited about.
No, honest, all I said was that I'd take you to where you wanted to go.
Ungara's voice. I heard it.
Ungara? But you said
he's dead. Yes, yes, I know he's dead. Dead and rotting half across the world. He couldn't have spoken. And yet, I think I heard him. The dead can't speak.
Come on, Joe, tell us about it.
You mind if we go outside for a little while, Miss Bennett? Nan?
All right. I can't take those jokes either. Well, this is more like it.
The air is good.
Yeah.
I haven't had a word alone with you all night, have I?
Truthfully, I didn't expect you to talk.
Why not?
Oh, Charlie Sheldon told me you weren't much of a talker.
He's right. Where I've come from, I haven't had many opportunities to talk.
Well, come now, not sing-sing, Mr. Riverton.
Almost as bad as that. Down under.
Where?
The bush country, interior Australia.
Oh.
You know, you're the first woman I've gone out with since I got back.
I'm not quite sure whether that's so flattering.
It is. Until Sheldon introduced me to you, I just didn't want to be with anyone.
Thank you.
Very pretty, aren't you?
In the dark?
No, really.
I'm all there.
Man,
3 years in the bush country. Maybe I'd better go in.
No, stay. Please. Just talk to me.
Talk?
Yes.
All right. How long have you been back?
1 day.
Is that all? I'd better go in. Oh, no. No, I won't. What were you doing in Australia? Business of some sort?
You. Please tell me about you. You're an actress.
Two schools of thought. Right now, I'm what's unhappily known as resting between engagements.
Let's get away from here.
What do you mean?
Go. Someplace away from here.
Should I?
I want you to.
That does it. I can never say no to a good-looking man who knows his own mind. All right, Mr. Riverton.
Whatever you say, but don't forget that 3 day, boss man. You die.
No.
What's the matter? What is it?
You. What did you just say?
Well, all I said was that if you wanted
to... 2 3 day, boss man, you die.
You devil.
What?
You think you can fool me, but it's you, Mangara. I heard you.
What's the joke? I don't get it.
Out of your throat. I heard it.
Well, now, look here.
I'll stop you, Mangara. I will. I will.
Help! Help!
Hey, can somebody stop me? Hey, stop that, you. Let go of her. Let go of her. Help! Somebody help me choking her to death. He's choking her.
We leave our The Devil and Mr. O's Story of the House is Haunted for a short message.
Gramercy Park Close of 64 West 23rd Street in New York says, 16 advertising men and one mother-in-law have been trying to write commercials for Gramercy Park. Commercials that will make you stop dead in your tracks, leave your wife, your home, run like crazy, still in your underwear to buy a suit. The president called a meeting and said, stop the baloney. Just tell everyone that Gramercy Park sells great-looking suits, good quality, perfect fit, and the price is right. After 78 years of manufacturing men's clothing, Gramercy Park says, tell it straight. Let the clothes do the fancy talking. Men, if that makes sense to you, go up to the third floor of the factory building at 64 West 23rd Street. You'll see a new and better way to buy men's clothing. There's no obligation, and credit cards are okay. Open to 7, Saturday to 6, Sunday 10 to 4. Gramercy Park Close, 64 West 23rd Street, New York.
We now go back to The Devil and Mr. O's Story of The House is Haunted.
Now look here, Alex. For 24 hours, you haven't moved out of this room. Now, why don't
you... Stop it. It's none of your business.
Oh, isn't it? Not for me, you'd be in jail right now. Why do you think Nan Bennett didn't have you thrown in jail?
She needed money.
Yeah. It took me 3 hours straight talking to talk her into it. Once and for all, why did you choke her?
It's none of your business.
Nothing's my business. No. I'm just the guy who happened to be chump enough to be a friend, eh? Alec, listen to me. Go to the police.
No, don't say that. Sheldon, if you talk.
I can't talk and I won't talk, Alec. My infernal friendship. Alec, at least let me call in a doctor.
Doctor? What do I want with a doctor?
Well, your nerves, maybe...
Mind your own business, I tell you. I'm all right. There's nothing... Who's that?
Oh, waiter, I suppose, about dinner.
Are you sure?
Well.
Ask who it is.
Oh, of course. Who is it?
Room service.
Oh. Well, come in. Come in.
Your dinner, sir.
Yes, yes, I know what it is. Well, set the table. Serve it.
Very good, sir.
You are in a state, all right, Ellie. I just don't get it.
The second day.
What?
Never mind. You're going to eat with me, or aren't you?
Everything is ready, sir.
Well, it's about time. Here, you sit here, Sheldon.
All right.
Waiter.
Yes, sir?
Lights. Let's have some more light here. I want to see what I'm eating.
Alec, there's plenty of light.
Don't you interfere. I pay for service and I'll get it. Waiter, didn't you hear me? But don't stand there gaping at me. Do as I said.
Yes, sir, but I was...
Just thinking that you die in 3 days. 3 days, boss, sure, but some you die.
Kill you! Waiter, I'll kill you!
No, no, sir, let go of me. I didn't do anything.
Alec, let go of him. Are you completely out of your mind?
Kill him. I will. I will.
But I didn't do anything. You turned the table over.
He did, sir. I swear it.
That's true, Alec. You overturned the table. The waiter didn't.
Mungara, his voice. Waiter, you spoke with his voice. I heard you. I saw your lips move.
What? Alec, what are you saying?
The waiter, what did he say? Quickly, what did he say before I threw over the table? Answer me, what did he say?
I don't remember. What did you say, waiter?
I merely said that I thought the meat was a bit cold. Perhaps I'd better replace it.
Now, no, you lie. You lie, I heard you. You spoke with his voice. Get out! That devil won't get me, he's dead. Get out! Get out!
My head. I can't. Alec! Alec!
But, Doctor, isn't there something you can do?
Violent again?
All night. He'd doze off, and then he'd wake up screaming about devils and... Doctor, you've got to do something for him.
If I only knew what was troubling him. Do you know?
Yeah, he's got some crazy fixation about some Australian savage. He told me he cheated him. He keeps repeating, the third day, over and over again in his nightmare.
The third day?
Yes. And today, when dawn came, he began to cry. He said that today was the third day. Doctor, please... Come in and look at him for yourself.
As you wish.
Who is it? What do you want?
It's the doctor, Alec.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Riverton. What's this nonsense about nightmares?
I'm glad you came, Doctor. He won't dare come when you're here, will he, Doctor?
He? Well, who do you mean?
Oh, no, never mind what I mean. Just stay by me. Don't leave me not today. Sheldon, you won't leave me.
Of course not, Alec. Please try to calm down, will you, fellow?
You think I've gone crazy, don't you? Well, I tell you, I haven't. I did hear him talk. Twice. Yes, once the first day and once the second day. But today I must not hear him. You hear me? I must not. If I do, I die too, and I can't die. I won't die. I never had anything... Oh, I could live. I could have all the things. Please, please.
I'd better give him the hypodermic.
Yes, please. Anything to quiet him. He's so afraid. I can't help him.
Mr. Riverton, please.
What?
Your arm.
What are you going to do?
Well, I merely want to give you a sedative subcutaneously. It will act quickly that way.
Put you to sleep, Ellie.
Sleep? It'll put me to sleep.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Then give it to me quickly. He can't hurt me when I sleep, can he?
Who can't hurt you?
Stop asking questions, I tell you. Give me the injection quickly. It's the third day. If I fool him today, he can't hurt me ever. I know he can't. Can you give me the injection? Here's my arm.
Hurry, Doctor.
Yes, hurry, hurry. I've got to be asleep.
Yes, yes, of course. In a moment, you'll be all right. Yes, just another second and...
You die, Boss Riverton. You die.
Alec, Mr. Riverton. Mr. Riverton, what?
No, no. Stay away from me.
What?
I heard you.
What is wrong?
You're not the doctor. You're him. The devil, Mungara.
Doctor, he's out of his mind.
Do something.
Yes, of course. I'll give him the sedative.
No, no. You're him. I know it. You're him. You speak with his voice. I heard you. You're him.
Alec, the doctor wants to help you.
Of course, to help you.
No, no, don't touch me, Mungara. Don't touch me, Mungara. Get away from me, Mungara. You're dead. I killed you. I saw the knife drive in you. You're dead, you hear me? You're dead, you're dead. The dead can't live again. No, 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 that knife in your hand. Don't do it to me. I'll give you back your diamond. I'll give you back. I'll give you back your diamond, Mungara. Don't knife me. Don't. Don't give it
to me. Doctor, he's fainted.
Yes, he... No. No, it can't be.
Doctor, what is it? What's wrong?
Your friend... He's dead.
Dead?
Yes.
Why? Why did he die?
I don't know. I only touched him with the hypodermic needle.
This is Mr. O.R. Jobler. The conscience of a man, of a very strange man, is the subject matter of our next week's play. More about that after a message.
Hal Wallace's The Nelson Affair.
That Hamilton bitch. Yes, I am. I'm the woman he wants.
Glenda Jackson and Peter Finch in The Nelson Affair, rated PG.
Judith Crist in the New York Magazine says The Nelson Affair is an absorbing one, anything one could wish for, done with remarkable effectiveness. Together again are Peter Finch and Glenda Jackson as Lord Nelson and Lady Hamilton. And what a dynamic duet they offer. A brilliant cast. Q Magazine says The Nelson Affair is refreshing in its candor. See The Nelson Affair, now at the Fine Arts Theater.
The disease touches you personally. Or unless you realize how serious it is, you tend to think of it as just another charity. There's one disease that everyone's heard of, yet few realize that it afflicts 8 million Americans. Few realize that it kills more people each year than automobile accidents. Few realize that kidney disease is not just another charity. It's the fourth major cause of death in this country. This is Charlton Heston asking you to support your kidney foundation.
This is Mr. O again. Next week I take you through the wonders of this medium inside the very head of a man with a very strange, very macabre profession. The play's title, Official Killer. The time, next time. It is later.